Good afternoon, everyone. This is the November 7th, 2019 afternoon session of the Portland City Council. Good afternoon, Carla. Could you please call the roll?
Yes, good afternoon. Udaly?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Fish? Hardesty?
Here.
Wheeler?
Here. We can, I think, disband with the rules this afternoon. If it becomes necessary, then we'll read the rules. Carla, could you please call item number 1028?
Proclaim November 2019 to be Native American Heritage Month.
Laura?
Good afternoon, Mayor and City Council members. I'm very happy to be here today to bring forth a stellar group of individuals, tribal leaders, that are elected tribal leaders, and also members of the urban Indian community from here in the city to help us proclaim November as Native American Heritage Month. In 2012, City Council passed Resolution 34961 to formalize government relationship with tribal government partners and establish government-to-government consultation agreements. This established that it is the policy of the city to implement its programs and activities within the context of honoring and respecting tribal treaty rights, federal tribal trust responsibilities, and traditional Native religious beliefs through the establishment and maintenance of relationships with tribal nations to achieve positive, mutually understood, and beneficial solutions that respect tribal sovereignty. With this resolution, the city recognized that the preservation of treaty rights, cultural heritage, and the ability of future generations to practice their traditional life ways, that it must partner with tribes to protect their cultural and natural resources. To accomplish this, Resolution 34961 stated that it will seek opportunities to partner with its tribal governments, with tribal governments in initiatives related to environmental, economic, and social improvements. Resolution 34961 provided a clear directive for the foundation of the City of Portland's Tribal Relations Program, which began 2 years ago this month. This program will establish and maintain relationships with tribal partners, protect sovereignty, treaty rights, trust responsibility, and cultural lifeways of tribal people, and partner in initiatives related to environmental, economic, and social improvements. With this foundation, the Tribal Relations Program will support the city to improve the housing, education, employment, and health status of Native people, thereby addressing key issues faced by the urban Native American community, many of whom are members of the tribes that the city has here in council chambers today. Another key expected outcome for the Portland Tribal Relations Program is to shift Portlanders' concepts of Native people away from being invisible or in despair to a holistic view that includes the value and contributions brought to our city by Native people, leadership, business, art, culture, history, while not disregarding the impact of a long history of detrimental policies that have led to the disparities that exist. We still persevere on and are all survivors as we sit here in chambers today. With that, I would like to introduce our speakers. I would like to call up a representative from the Nez Perce tribe, the Umatilla tribe, the Yakima tribe, and the Warm Springs tribe.
Welcome. Thank you for being here.
I'll let each of them introduce themselves.
Great, thank you.
Tatsaloch, Koyitswa, good afternoon, Council. I want to thank you for giving us this time here today. And appreciate the Council inviting us in to say some words and introduce ourselves and our tribes. My name is Casey Mitchell. My Nimi Putim name is Weatanatu Wahait. It's a sun necklace from the Snake River Band of the Nimi Pu, the Nez Perce tribe. And I just want to appreciate our say how much I appreciate the city of Portland of their consideration of the Native American month, and really look into tribes to for their input, because we have been here for thousands of years, and the Native people of this land have found our place in living with the land, and we can appreciate the city of Portland wanting to reach out to tribes and also work with tribes. You know, you've worked with not only us, but our Columbia River Intertribal Fish Commission is centered here in the Portland area and the federal building, but also, you know, with the Portland Harbor cleanup and other places that you have worked with tribes and got the tribes' input on not only cleanup, but we've seen some restoration work as well. And so I just wanted to introduce myself and the Nez Perce tribe and give thanks to all the other tribes also that have came here, and also Laura for coordinating all of this. We appreciate her work and being the liaison. She's done a great job in reaching out to tribes as well. So I just wanted to say Katsiaoyo, which is thank you in Nez Perce language, and appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate your being here very much. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My name is Gary Burke. My Indian name is Tuckluki. I represent the Confederate Tribes of Umatilla Indian Reservation, the bands Umatilla, Walla Walla, and Cayuse. Our treaty is existing since 1855, ratified and proclaimed to date. We recognize that this new resolution coming to about is would be a good thing for Portland and all the other Native Americans in the areas in the state of Oregon. We see what you're doing with your restoration, and I think it's a great thing. Renewing your waters, the life in the water, is very important to everyone, not just the Indians, Native Americans, but cleaning up things. A lot of people disregard cleaning up the mess that all humans make, and you should be recognized for that. Clean up for the water. It's very important. We talked about first foods. First foods is one of them, is the main artery for the tribal membership is water and the salmon, the life in the water, all the other lives that need to survive from all those animals and the water. Native American month is going to be great. Portland is taking a good stand on cleanup. We are also cleaning up and joining together with other tribes, with other companies, other commissions and committees, trying to keep things clean, because we're all going to need this water and the animals that we're supposed to be the caregivers of them. We need to do that in every way that we can, because if we don't stop, we will have nothing, like it was said before. If we just keep on putting the dollar before our environment, is important, whichever one you choose. I'm glad you're choosing the environment and keep on the cleanup of the waters, and I appreciate everything that you're doing. And we, too, will support everything that you ask of us. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate your being here.
Nich Paswai. Wanakshas Chaikwach. Auna Chiyana Kwatmishas and Witya. Auna Chinakapanisha Atawit Kukwinakanakhpani Wamshtamanwit.
My English name is Jode Gowdy, and I currently serve as the chair of the Yakima Nation Tribal Council. And I want to appreciate the ability, honorable commissioners, Mr. Mayor, for the ability to come forth in your guys' forum here today to bear witness to the proclamation, the resolution being brought forth, to the gathering that's going on over these 2 days. And Yakima Nation is a nation that's composed of 14 confederated bands, which come together making collectively the Yakima Nation. We have a very significant enrolled member population. We're the largest Native nation in the Western United States. And so for the initiatives that have been taken by Mr. Mayor and with the support, I believe, of the commissioners and the city council, the initiatives that have been brought forth with regard to coming over and seeing us at our nation, we definitely appreciate the work that's gone on, including the acknowledgement of the resolution that's brought forth. And we're looking forward, as the previous speakers had indicated, for the continued work collectively that comes on from your body, our respective bodies, on behalf of the advocacy that's before all of us with regard to a pursuit of more responsible decision-making that's going to set a foundation for a sustainable future for all of those that are coming behind us. And so there are interactions that I think our collective nations, as well as this city council, have in common specific to this area, whether it's the Portland Superfund, whether it's the Anchoana, the Columbia River, whether it's the Willamette Falls. I was reading yesterday about a significant sewage release that came in Willamette Falls. And that's not the first time I've read one of those kind of challenges that got going on with the infrastructure that regulates that with our waterways. But nonetheless, there are various initiatives that our nation has taken with regard to advocating for more responsible decision-making and actions that can be done to remedy some of the immediate challenges and set a better foundation to navigate pathways in dealing with some very significant challenges. And so this entity in the city of Portland, this council and Mr. Mayor, with regard to the initiatives that have been taken, that will be taken, and that will continue on, we look forward to joining and in some representations following, but also would appreciate an acknowledgement of following some of the initiatives that our nation brings forth as well. So with that, I appreciate and respect the opportunity to come forth and bear witness to this good day. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. And I would also just like to thank you and the Yakima Nation for having us come and participate in your tribal council, and also have the opportunity to speak with some of your officials and learn some of the issues that you're working on and the progress you're making, and sharing some ideas with our bureau directors and others. And I look forward to having that opportunity with all of the tribal nations that are represented here. But that was sort of the first one teed up for me, and I just want you to know I found it very helpful, very productive, very informative, and I'd like to continue those kinds of bilateral conversations. I think it's very important that we do that, and I want to thank you for that. Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you all for welcoming us to your land and for us now sharing that land. Mr. Chair, would you mind telling the audience watching at home what you just said at the First Foods lunch regarding the good news? Because I find that really profound.
I can't quite remember exactly what I said. I kind of make it up as I go. but, you know, if there's some good news to represent, it's that there's essentially a very stringent effort that's going on from us collective Native nations and those who represent, from our elders down to those who are brought forth by our constituents, our world members, to be leaders, and that is in pursuit of a truth. And something that's going on at Yakima Nation in collaboration with some of the other Native nations that is a continuation of some very good work of historical tribal leaders from various Native nations, is that there's a time period where we're able to grasp the collective wisdom that's at the cusp of just leaving the generations who come from the tail end of interaction with Western society. And they were the children and our children who were raised based upon those by the great-grandparents and grandparents of who remembered the time with no interaction with Western society. And the elders of today were the children of that time. And we are the ones that have been blessed enough with regard to the trials and tribulations of that generation to be positioned for success, not only with regard to carrying our traditional knowledge, but also seeking out the modern education. And so in pursuit of both worlds, we are now more informed with regard to understanding what has happened historically and how the history of the present moment oftentimes puts us in a position to look at the darkness of what materialized the things that are before us today. And some of the work that we are engaged in are highlighting some of the truth-telling exercises to have an understanding how a justified decision-making process, even in practical and modern-day times, may be a unique interaction by which Native nations are always at the losing or losing end. But in today's time, that's beginning to shift because we're able to peel back the layers of justification that's utilized in a decision-making process. And if we can peel back the layers of that decision-making process to something that is very unjustifiable when it comes to the assertion of title, property, and when it comes to the assertion, oftentimes when you peel back the layers, you come to find out that you're standing upon a false religious pretense that historically has set the precedent of the modern day history to justify your current decision-making process that is at the consequence of the Native nations and the resources that they represent. And so this truth is essentially going to come forth. All entities, representatives, and people who are going to be able to understand that are going to have an opportunity. And I think that the opportunity is that there's, if you receive it appropriately, you're not really going to have any other option other than to receive it and act within it with integrity. Any alternative, because of the realization of that truth, will be something that highlights for all of us where we collectively are as a society, whether we truly stand for the principles that this country, the United States, proclaims it stands for, or whether or not we stand for something else in a very veiled manner that is in the realm of domination with the consequence of dehumanization, oftentimes at the expense of the Native nations, the original and free nations of this land, and the resources that sustain them. So.
Thank you. That was what, stuck with me is the the truth-telling gives the opportunity to respond with integrity. And one of the other things I learned this morning was to be reminded of how many times white people have not responded with integrity and how many times you have given white people another chance. And I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, all three of you. We appreciate it.
I'd like to next call up a representative from the Warm Springs Tribe, the Siletz Tribe, the Cowlitz, and the Grand Ron.
Welcome again, and thank you. And I just want to let people know who are watching on television that we're in the first of 2 days of our tribal summit, and the individuals who are speaking here have been asked to speak several times already today. And so I just want to express my gratitude for everybody coming here to council and speaking yet again, because I just think it's so important that people beyond the city council chamber, beyond those who have the opportunity to participate in the tribal summit this morning, who are just ordinary folks from the city of Portland and beyond who have the opportunity to hear your words. And that was the spirit in which we're engaging today on this important proclamation. So I want to thank you for that.
Who's going first?
Not it.
We'll start on this end. We'll just work our way down. Thank you. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. So my name's Chris Mercier, and I'm the vice chair for the Confederate Tribes of Grand Ronde, and I'm a last-minute sub in for Cheryl Kennedy, so I'm not really sure what she was planning on saying, but I'll just go ahead and start with a bit of our ancestral connection to the Portland area. The Portland area, of course, before settlement was an important trading area for a lot of the tribal people in this area. In Grand Ronde, of course, we trace our lineage to 27, I've heard some people say 60-something different antecedent tribes in the Willamette Valley. I'm actually part Kalapuya myself. and the Kalapuya people were known for roaming the Willamette Valley. So we have a connection with this area and with Portland that goes back long before the idea of even Portland sprang up. But I also would point out that we, outside of Grand Ronde, we have one of our greatest concentrations of tribal members is here in the Portland area. And we have a lot of tribal families who put roots down here and have continued to raise their kids. So we have a deep connection with Portland, and that's why seeing what's going on at present and the way you guys have extended yourselves and trying to build this relationship with Grand Ronde, with other tribes, it means quite a bit, because not very many other city governments, I think, throughout the country have put in the kind of effort that you guys have done. So we're very thankful for that. You know, a number of us tribal council members sit on boards here in Portland. I used to sit on the Willamette Partnership. John George, who's sitting behind me, sits on the Portland Area Indian Leader Roundtable. So we continue to try and foster and cultivate relationships here, and we just think that that's how our ancestors would have wanted it. I don't want to take up too much time, but you know, we've been told that we should try and get representatives from Portland to come out to our tribe and experience our culture and see Chichalu and our plank house. And we do have an immediate opportunity coming up here, and that's 2 weeks from tomorrow, actually, November 22nd, we will be celebrating, having our restoration celebration. And we're quickly closing in on 40 years now of restoration. So we would invite you all to come out and participate in that. And I know for those of you who were really interested in what was said about First Foods, usually in June we have our First Foods celebration. So if you want to come out and try a lot of just indigenous traditional food, some of which you probably haven't heard of and some of which I probably haven't heard of because it seems like I eat something new every year, please come out. We had a lot of people come out this past year. Like I said, at the First Foods Luncheon, we had a couple from France who was bicycling around the state who made a point to stop by. So please come out and give us the opportunity to be hospitable to you. So thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. My name is Dolores Pigsley, and I'm the tribal chairman for the Confederated Tribes of Siletz. I'm very pleased to be here again. I was here last year for the very first summit and appreciate the interest that you have shown the tribes and the fact that we don't get invited from big cities very often. Anyway, I don't. And so it's really a pleasure to be able to participate in your government. We have tribal offices here in Portland. Lots of services that are provided in conjunction with some of your staff and many of the organizations here in Portland. And so we appreciate all the support that comes our way. We are definitely interested in the very same things that make Portland great, and things like the water, the air, the food. We have worked with the Superfund on Portland Harbor for, I think it's like 12 years now. And so we're finally seeing some progress there. And we've had the opportunity to work with the county and NEA and NARA on some apartment buildings that are being built over on the north side. It's 59 units, of which 19 units will go to Siletz tribal members. And that's really unheard of in a large city. So we appreciate what you've done and the work that goes on here. We'd like to see the homeless people taken care of, and I know you've had a great deal of experience and work in trying to figure out the solution. We have the same problem over on the coast, and it's probably a little more difficult on the coast because of the weather. And so all of the things that you do are the things that we, too, are interested in. So appreciate what you've done, the fact that you've included us in some very important decision-making processes, and look forward to working with all of you in the future. Thank you.
Thanks, Chairman Pigsley. Appreciate it. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My name is Raymond Tosumte, Chairman of the Warm Springs Tribal Council, representing three tribes, the Wascos, the Paiutes, and Warm Springs. I'm going to elaborate a little bit more on the, as I did twice already today, but for the benefit of the commissioners that probably weren't in the audience this morning. Warm Springs was never a tribe. It was formed of many bands of the John Day River, Deschutes, and up and down the Columbia River. And the bands also have an interest in the Willamette Valley. And then the tribes, the bands in the Columbia River have an interest all the way to the mouth. So I share that with you. I know I can't speak to what has already been spoken as far as tribes are concerned. But I appreciate, I guess, the invite and acknowledging the proclamation. In my mind, my simple mind is that it's a way of demonstrating to be in the now and in the future of being good neighbors. So I'll just leave it at that.
Thank you, Chairman Tosumte. I appreciate your being here. Good afternoon.
All right, good afternoon. Klahalia, my name is Carissa Lowe, and I'm a tribal council member with the Cowlitz Indian Tribe. My tribal chairman, Bill Isle, and my vice chair, Phil Haru, asked me to extend their regards and also their apologies for not being here. They had a conflict, so they've sent me in their stead. And I'm very honored to be included in this conversation. Cowlitz is just across the river, and I know that we currently think of that part of the land as a different state than here, but when white folks first came here, that was just the north bank of the river, and this was, as was said before, this has always been a very important area for trading and people coming together and building relationships, so it's fantastic to be here today, building relationships with you folks and with my fellow tribes. In addition to our strong historic connection to this land, we also have a lot of Cowlitz members who live in this area, so we look forward to building a stronger relationship with the government down here, and I would invite you to come join us at a tribal council meeting sometime so that we can build upon the relationships that we're growing today and think about ways that we can partner that would benefit our communities so that we can build a strong future for Cowlitz children and for all the other youth of the Portland area and the greater Portland metro. So I hope that the conversations that we're having today are leading to further conversations and opportunities to partner so that we can build a strong community that includes everyone.
Thank you, Councillor Lowe. We appreciate it very much. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Call Laura back up.
Well, if I can just make one last statement, just for the record, I'm somewhat of a Portland resident because I am still a night student in Lewis and Clark Law, so I'm up here very often.
We'll accept that. Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you.
Over the past 2 years, the city's Office of Government Relations has worked to create a framework for a tribal relations program, a framework that will provide a strong internal structure for establishing and maintaining relationships with tribal partners and improving the city's service to urban Native American communities. Again, as you heard from the tribal leaders that spoke, many of our urban community are also members of the tribes that you see here represented in council chambers today. I think that this year we can genuinely say that we are doing more than just a Native American Heritage Month proclamation. It's our second annual summit. We've had a number of initiatives and projects that have unfolded over the last year. And we're doing more than I think anyone could have imagined that we could have accomplished in 2 years. I'd like to next bring up members of the community. James Allen Parker, he's the director of the Oregon Native American Chamber. And Jeff Fitzpatrick, CEO of Digital Native Consultants, Native American business owner, to talk about the importance of buying Native.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Laura.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon to the mayor and to the council for the city of Portland. I'd like to first acknowledge and thank the leadership of the tribal nations that just preceded my comments here for traveling here today, sharing their words, stories, experience, and guidance for all of us during the second annual Tribal Nations Summit with the city. My name is James Allen Parker. I'm an enrolled citizen of the Chippewa Cree Tribe of Montana, and I'm the director of the Oregon Native American Chamber, or ONAC. ONAC is a community of professionals, advisors, organizations, and entrepreneurs collectively working toward a foundation for emerging Native economies that would provide employment and educational opportunities. Our pillars of service are grounded in the tenets of education and growth, relationship building, economic justice, and transformation. My remarks today are regarding the city's support of private sector entrepreneurship for Native Americans and the building of systems of support for Native-owned businesses that allow us to re-envision what a healthy, thriving, and connected economic ecosystem looks like. And your continued support is needed as we work to combat the crippling economic, social, and political disparities that persist for Native Americans in this city and across the region. These disparities and wealth inequality prevent Native Americans from actively engaging in the economy, including becoming entrepreneurs and investors in our own communities. As we continue to better understand the principles and practices for prosperous economies, fully utilizing an entrepreneurial foundation with resource-rich pathways to serve Native American communities, we will continue to move away from merely participating in the service economy and move further toward economic justice and independence. Native American-owned businesses help preserve the uniqueness of the community and provide a sense of place that gives us a grounded context to which we can better understand the historical and contemporary complexities of Native Americans and tribal nations. By supporting the Buy Native movement, you are enhancing local democracy as tribal citizen-owned businesses with roots in the community are involved in key development issues that shape the lives of our families and our communities and directly contribute to the protection of our land and environment that benefits all of Portland as an economic hub for the state and the region. I thank you for your time today and your commitment to building inclusive and equitable relationships.
Thanks. Thanks for being here. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and Council, for having me. My name is Jeff Fitzpatrick. I'm a Nez Perce tribal descendant. I'm also the owner of Digital Native Consultants. We're a small digital marketing and product creation agency serving Native communities here in the Portland area. I got involved and started this business about 2 years ago because I wanted to do something that gave me an opportunity to give back. And for my kids, for myself, I decided to reach into an area that I thought I could be impactful, so that's why I'm here. I've been able to reach in and help different organizations here in the Portland area. For example, ONAC, Northwest Portland Area Indian Health Board, help them further elevate their message and their good work, and it's been an honor to do so. The city's role in helping someone like myself is enormous, and providing services, access, and otherwise opening doors that are not open for organizations like mine is key. And I'm grateful for that. I look forward to the continued support, and I'm grateful for the time today. Thank you very much.
Thanks for being here, Jeff. We appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Lastly, I would like to invite up Carol Collymore, the Portfolio Director for Social and Community Impact at Nike Incorporated. Heather Ford, Nike Native American Network and Biketown designer, as well as Odo Ishkin, a Native youth artist, and now considered a Biketown designer.
Great, because there are two amazing looking bikes here in the chamber, and I guess we're going to hear about them, which is exciting. Hi, Carol.
Hi.
It's good to have you.
Good to be here. Hello, Mayor Wheeler, Commissioner Udaly, Commissioners. My name is Carol Collymore. I'm the Social and Community Impact Portfolio Director at Nike. I'm honored to be here today to help commemorate and celebrate Native American Heritage Month, and thanks for having me again to talk about bikes. Nike is proud to be the title sponsor of Biketown, Portland's public bike share system that began in 2016. In partnership with Lyft and Portland Bureau of Transportation, we've been able to support the Portland community and highlight our commitment to make Portland even more physically active, vibrant, and innovative city. As many of you have seen, both in this chamber and around town, this year we've launched the Biketown Culture Collection. These limited edition bike wraps celebrate some of the diverse communities and cultures of Portland. Inspired by our Be True bike wraps, which celebrate the LGBTQIA community, our Black Employee Network made a request to have a representative bike wrap to celebrate Black History Month. The Biketown team not only wanted to do this, but wanted to extend the offer to all of our 8 Nike employee networks. And with that, the Culture Collection was created. In collaboration with these networks, we have celebrated these amazing designs that share their cultural reflection across the campus at Nike and throughout Portland. These bike designs have celebrated Black History Month, Women's History Month, Military Appreciation Month, Asian, Pacific Islander, and Middle Eastern communities, those experiencing physical and cognitive differences, and Latino Heritage Month. And today, we're extremely proud to be debuting not just one, but 2 Native American Heritage Month bikes, representing the Northwest and the Northeast. Both of our designers are here today, but I would like to introduce Heather Ford, who's here today to talk to you about her design and its inspiration and symbolism. We're thrilled to be able to share both of these bikes today with you and have the bikes be a special part of Portland's Native American Heritage Month celebration. Thanks to Laura John, the city's Native American liaison, for working with us on both of the bikes. And thanks again for having Nike and Biketown here at this special moment for Native American Heritage Month in Portland.
Thanks, Carol.
Good afternoon, Mayor Wheeler, Commissioner Udaly, Commissioners. I'm Heather Ford. I work at Nike and I'm a member of the Native American and Friends Employee Network. Thank you for inviting me here today. I'm honored to attend on behalf of Nike, Biketown, and Lyft, and to be in the presence of the 7 Nation tribal leaders. I'm a member of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, Seneca Tribe, and have lived in the Portland area since 2000. I am proud to show you my design for Biketown's Native American Heritage Month bike. This bike is a part of Biketown's Culture Collection, a series of unique bike designs celebrating some of the diverse communities and cultures that make up the fabric of Portland. I hope this bike continues the conversation of the place of Native American community in Portland firmament while also showcasing our tribe's art and history. For my bike design, I used elements from some of the more important Haudenosaunee belts that have a lot of historical significance, not only for my people, but for the United States on different parts of the bike. At the front of the basket, you'll see the Hiawatha belt, which is also the Haudenosaunee flag. It symbolizes the unification of the original 5 nations, Seneca, Cayuga, Onondaga, Oneida, and Mohawk, that make up the Haudenosaunee, as well as each tribe's part in creating a unified representative government, one that our own U.S. government is patterned after. The size of the basket, people stand unified hand in hand, representing an element taken from the Canandaigua Treaty Belt that memorializes the treaty between the Haudenosaunee and the newly formed United States. It is a reminder that we should live in peace with respect for one another as 2 coexisting groups. The thin lines at the top and bottom of the bike basket are reminiscent of the 2-row wampum treaty, but also of ribbon shirts, which are traditional clothing items. The diagonal stripes on the bike bar are a reference to the 6 Nations belt, which was created to memorialize when the original 5 Nations accepted the Tuscarora peoples into the League of the Haudenosaunee. And the rear fender also shows the dust fan belt, depicting the branches of the Tree of Peace, also known as the ever-growing tree. The branches stretch out continually in both directions, a reminder to strive for peace, strength, and longevity. The wampum belts are beautiful art, but they are also visible reminders of living treaties, part of our nation's history. They are a collective reminder that we should constantly be working towards unity, peace, and respect. It doesn't matter if you don't agree with another person or group, you still have to be able to coexist and respect one another as living beings. Thanks to Laura John, the city's Native American liaison, for being a partner in elevating the stories of the Native community. And thank you very much again for inviting me to this important event.
Thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks for being here. Even if you don't want to talk, we appreciate you being here.
Can I say something for him?
Yeah, I'd like to hear about the design because it looks really amazing.
So Oda designed the strong bike with a turquoise hand to represent his tribal background and affiliation. And he's an amazing human who made an amazing bike, and we are really proud to have two bikes, one on behalf of you and one on behalf of Heather.
It's really amazing. It's amazing work. Thank you so much for that. Thank you both.
I just want to share a little bit.
Commissioner Hardesty had a comment.
Oh, Oda's a freshman at Portland State University. Grew up here in Portland, and just wanted to quickly acknowledge that he has family in the room. His grandmother, Loretta Seaman, here. She's not going to raise her hand. who is also the mother of Loretta Guzman, who owns Bison Coffee, a business owner in town. And Odo's mom.
Is that the one in Cully?
Yes.
That you took me to?
Yes. His mom, Sunshine Guzman, who works for the Portland Public Schools Indian Education Program.
Excellent. Very talented family. Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you. I just want you to know how much we appreciate your art. Sometimes young people speak through their art, right, if they're not comfortable right in a space. And I just want you to know how loudly and proudly your art speaks to who you are and your culture, and how much joy we're going to get and actually enjoying this bike around town. So thank you both for the creatives. And thank you, Carol. It's always a pleasure to see you.
You as well.
This is phenomenal work, and I'm proud of all of you. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
That concludes our presentation. Thank
very
you.
Good. We'll get to council comments. Commissioner Fish.
Thank you very much, Mayor. First of all, I want to thank all of our leaders for joining us today. At lunch, I had the honor of joining our friends from the Umatilla. And we took a straw poll after all the speeches, and Santa Lawrence and I thought, sir, you gave the best speech during lunch, but we were biased. We were sitting at your table. But we very much appreciated the opportunity to visit with you. The Umatilla, I've had the honor of not only visiting the casino and the hotel, but I've also had the honor of visiting Crow's Shadow. And Crow's Shadow is, for people that don't know, is one of the great printmaking shops in the world, but it happens to feature great Native American artists. And it is where you can find works by Joe Federson and Jim Lavador and Rick Bartow and others. So we're blessed to have that great cultural resource. I understand earlier today you had a chance to visit Crystal Springs Creek, which was recently named as one of the G4 finalists in all the national projects, global projects, to address climate change. And what's very exciting about that is it was a collaboration between the Bureau of Environmental Services, the Parks Bureau, and by Army Corps of Engineers, with strong involvement from the Native community. And I think someone mentioned earlier that when they were visiting, salmon were spawning. Salmon had been spawning there for some time. We may expand our work there, but it is a gem. There are some other projects we have in the queue. We call them salmon sanctuaries. They require a lot of collaboration and a lot of intergovernmental negotiating. And thanks to the leadership of the people in this room and the collaboration, we'll be tackling our next big opportunity, which is in Tryon Creek, where we'll be removing a culvert, building a bridge, creating a safe passage for salmon. You know, for those of us who live in Portland, one of the things we're very proud of is that we have more endangered species in Portland than any other city in the country. And the first time someone told that to me, I thought it was actually a criticism. And I thought about it and said, no, wait a second. We have endangered species that are actually thriving in Portland because of our forward-looking policies. And in particular, it is putting salmon in a place of honor in terms of our work. We'll be doing a whole number of projects called Salmon Sanctuaries, and I should acknowledge that Senator Merkley has been our great champion in Washington, getting money through the appropriations process with WERDA and the Army Corps of Engineers, and many of the leaders in this room working with Laura have given us your blessing to continue with this work. The Portland Harbor is our great collective opportunity moving forward, and there are a number of folks in this room actively involved in trying to move that along. The mayor has asked me to take the lead on the cleanup. We're not going to wait another 16 years to show incremental progress. One of the few things we can say about this Environmental Protection Agency is that they have said they are going to stand behind the $1 billion cleanup, and they're going to enforce the deadlines to make sure that all the parties come to the table. Now, the truth is a number of the polluters are not willing to step forward and accept their responsibility, and it would be unfair to put that burden on taxpayers and innocent parties, so it may involve some litigation. But we are doing design work now, and we'll soon be doing some demonstration projects, and I am very bullish about the future of progress at the Portland Harbor. I also want to mention Cully Park, because that was in a presentation we had at lunch today. Cully Park has a Native American gathering place. The truth is that despite our best intentions, it didn't quite come out the way we wanted. And it prompted a number of hard conversations in the community about really what the expectations were and what the long-term vision is. And the Parks Bureau has taken those into account, and we're hitting reset on that project. And Laura, thank you for the work you've done helping us get there. We'll make a new investment in creating a Native American gathering space that really is consistent with the original vision. I want to finally be the first among many to call out the work of Laura John. Commissioner Fritz and I were on the council when this whole issue of having a tribal liaison leader was discussed and debated and agreed to. It took a little while on the rollout, but I will tell you, having served now for over 10 years, a tribal nations summit and much of the consultation work that is now going on between the city of Portland and sovereign nations would not be occurring without Laura's leadership. And what has impressed the heck out of me is that she has been working with different sovereign nations and urban Indians, many of whom have different and divergent interests, but she has maintained the trust and confidence of all the parties, which has redounded to our collective benefit. And it has allowed us to have celebrations like this. So in conclusion, we welcome the admonition to be a good neighbor. That's a nice way of talking about what some of our goals are. We can build on this through all the work we do at the city in conjunction with each of you. And Mayor Wheeler, you have made this a priority of your administration in this work, and I want to thank you for leading us to this point where we enjoy such high-level engagement and such constructive engagement around a shared future. So I'm very proud of this day and grateful for your presence.
Commissioner Udaly.
Thank you, Mayor. Before I begin my prepared remarks, I want to say I'm accepting all of your invitations to come visit. I'll work with Director John on that. I think it's really important to get out of the city to gain some perspective, and it's also vital that we work with you in order to understand and serve the unique needs and challenges of our Native community. It's a pleasure to be here today recognizing Native American Heritage Month. This morning, we welcome tribal leadership to kick off the second annual Tribal Nations Summit. This gathering I apologize if I'm lisping a little bit. I just got braces. This gathering is an essential part of the City of Portland's government relations with the Native sovereign tribes, and once more I'd like to thank tribal leaders for joining us as we honor your heritage and work to build Oregon's future together. As the Transportation Commissioner, I want to say congratulations and thank you to artists Odo Ishkin and Heather Ford on your Biketown wrap designs. These two designs recognize the diversity of tribal representation and they're just really cool looking, so thank you. I want to thank Carol Collymore, of course, and recognize Biketown's accomplishments this year with their culture collection bike wraps. I'm a little sad that the year is ending and the collection is final, but what a wonderful note to end it on. The culture collection bike wraps represent the communities and cultures that make up the fabric of Portland. I also want to thank Nike Native American Network for your work on this Native American Heritage Month wrap, particularly Sam McCracken and Kathy Baird. And thank you to everyone who made the culture collection happen, including PBOT, Biketown, Nike, Lyft, and the Nike employees, community organizations, and the local artists who contributed to each wrap and culture collection celebration over the course of this year. And, of course, a special thank you to Tribal Relations Director Laura John for all your work. I hope you are soaking in this moment, because none of it would be happening without you. Thank you.
Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you. It occurred to me as I was sitting here as a brand new freshman legislator, one of my first assignments was on the Water Policy Committee. And as a young urban legislator, had absolutely no idea. As far as I was concerned, you turn on the faucet, water comes out, good water policy, right? I had the privilege of working with a lot of Native communities that actually helped me understand water rights in a way that I would have never understood just reading it from books. And it occurs to me, we talk about sustainability a lot, and we could learn a lot from Native communities about sustainability. When people plan for seven generations ahead, clearly they're thinking about sustainability in a way that Americans just can't or won't think about. And so I think the experts are all over this room about how we protect our waterways, how we protect our salmon, how we protect our way of life. And we just don't ask often enough to seek your wisdom and your knowledge so that we can actually learn of the traditional ways of actually protecting those important resources. So I just want to remind you that I'm always open to learning from the experts. And I know we have a lot of experts in this room, so I appreciate each and every one of you making the time to be here today, and I look forward to the work that we will get to do in the future. Thank you.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you. Sometimes you get something going, and it turns out so much better than you thought it was going to be. I first of all want to thank Patty Howard, who was on my staff from day one and who had previously worked for 7 years with the Columbia River Intertribal Fish Commission and its four tribes. And I learned a lot from her, and it was Patty Howard who persuaded me to then bring forward a resolution establishing this recognition of the sovereign nations that we share this land with. Thank you also to the Grand Ronde, who set up a training in my first term to help me understand. I remember Chairwoman Kennedy coming into the Portland building where that training was held, the building that's under renovation next door, and I opened my mouth to say welcome, and she said, welcome. And I'm like, oh, right. We need to remember when we are newcomers, and of course, as an immigrant myself, I do remember that. I also am very much aware of the horrible things that my ancestors did, and I'm very sorry. And it's perhaps little consolation that I might be remembered as not reprehensible. But being not reprehensible in this particular instance means having started this program. On a Commissioner Fish, we have worked with three mayors, and Commissioner Mayor Adams certainly supported this program and then came paying off from the recession, and there was a lot of pressure to get rid of the position when it first started, and it was Commissioner Fish who insisted that we keep it, and then who, when Mayor Wheeler took office, really partnered with me in explaining why is this important, why is this necessary, what are we talking about here,
And then Mayor Wheeler got it and hired Laura John, has supported this, has really recognized that in his role going around the world, there's a world right here with many different sovereign nations, and it is his responsibility as our mayor to take the lead in doing the visits and supporting the program. I want to thank Laura Campos, who's sitting in the back over there, who is a longtime advocate in our community, worked for the City of Portland a long time ago, now chairs the Southwest Neighborhoods Inc. Equity Committee, and who, again, has been really instrumental in helping me learn about Native people and my responsibilities to them. Cynthia Castro and Yesenia Correa, my staff, worked really hard putting together some of the things for the Tribal Summit today and tomorrow, and so I just want to acknowledge that all of us are prepared to do some of the hard and basic work behind the scenes in order to be able to have celebrations like this and indeed have really deep and meaningful relationships. I also recognize the kindness of the Grand Ronde and the Warm Springs tribes as we did the land swap in the Bull Run watershed, and how my staff and I made mistakes, and you once again were gracious and allowed us to continue learning how to do consultation, and we're looking forward to the presentation on how to do that. On Tuesday, the recognition that where tribal treaty rights exist, we will acknowledge them, is now in the City of Portland's charter, and that's our city constitution. 89% of the people said, yes, we are recognizing that where tribal treaty rights exist, we will honor them. And of course, they didn't need to do that because this is federal law. So yes, indeed, we're going to follow the law that has been upheld in the Supreme Court time and time and again. And still, it's nice to have it locally written in our local constitution as well as part of the federal mandate. And so again, thank you very much for all that you've helped us all accomplish.
I'd like to thank our tribal nation leaders for being here today, for joining us for this important summit, for speaking here for some of you for the third time already today, but I thought it was so important that you be able to share your wisdom with the broader community. And I'd like to thank Jeff and James for reminding us of the incredible contributions of Native Americans throughout our community. They just serve as a small representative, but an important subset of the broader Native American community, and the incredible, incredible contributions that they make. Carol, it is always fun and interesting and productive when you're here sharing your latest innovations. And Heather, and Otto, I want to thank you for your incredible designs and sharing those incredible designs with us today. You know, it was said this morning that every day is a good day to recognize, reflect on, and acknowledge the important contributions of the Native American people in our community and to better understand that history. But this is obviously especially true during November, which is Native American Heritage Month. November has been nationwide seen as an opportunity for us all to reflect and to celebrate the traditions and the diverse cultures of the Native people. And it's also time for us to raise awareness of the very serious obstacles and challenges that are faced by Native American people, not only in the past, but here in the present. And we have to take steps to actually work with our Native American partners to collectively address the issues in the community. It's a time to observe, to honor, and respect the achievements, the beliefs, and the values of the Native people, and to appreciate and recognize their many contributions to all of our lives. While November is important, all year is important. And I want to respect that, and I also want to state that clearly. Laura, I have learned a few things as mayor. And one of the most important things I've learned as mayor about leadership is that the highest form of leadership that one can provide is to surround themselves with really good people and then let them do their job. And you have done that. And I want to acknowledge, as well as all of my colleagues and as many people did this morning, that you have really been a linchpin in helping us to establish these important relationships that I hope bear fruit for many years to go. To help celebrate our coming together for this tribal summit and in honor of Indigenous peoples, I'd like to now share an official proclamation on behalf of the City Council. This is what it looks like. As you can see, it's in like 4-point type, so I will do my level best with the eyes that I have. But this is a reflection of values on the part of the entire City Council, and therefore, by extension, from the entire City of Portland to acknowledge this important moment. Whereas the City of Portland now rests on lands at the confluence of the Willamette and Columbia Rivers, a major crossroads for the economic, social, and political interactions of the tribal nations for thousands of years. And whereas Native American people who have been here since time immemorial continue to contribute immeasurably to our city's heritage, distinguishing themselves as scholars, veterans, teachers, athletes, artists, entrepreneurs, and leaders. And whereas the American Indian, Alaska Native people of the Portland Metro Statistical Area is over 50,000 people, descended from more than 380 tribes or bands from across the nation. And whereas the City of Portland supports, in concert with its tribal partners, efforts to preserve for tribal members and their descendants' rights secured under Indian treaties, executive orders, and benefits to which they are entitled under the laws and constitution of the United States and several states. And whereas the City of Portland recognizes that Native Americans are carriers of important knowledge and wisdom about biodiversity conservation and are stewards in protecting the environment through a long-standing sense of duty and commitment that can help to inform the city's climate actions. And whereas the City of Portland supports a bi-Native movement to support economic sovereignty by spending with local Native American-owned businesses that helps building cultural, social, and economic opportunity and prosperity. And whereas our local Native American community continues to contribute to the cultural fabric of the City of Portland through many events throughout the year, such as traditional powwows, celebrations, active community organizations, and civic engagement. And whereas the City of Portland strives to enlighten the public towards a better understanding of American Indian and Alaska Native people, to preserve cultural values, and otherwise to promote the welfare of Native American people. Now, therefore, I, Ted Wheeler, the Mayor of the City of Portland, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim November 2019 to be Native American Heritage Month in Portland and encourage all residents to observe this month. We've had a request for a photo, so maybe what we'll do is we'll just get as many people as possible to gather around, and we'll do our best to take a good photo. Everybody smile.
Erica, make sure you tell people where they can meet. Laura, would you make sure you get in the picture?
I will, absolutely. Come on up. Are you going to put them?
Do you want me riding the bike? You always like to see you on the bike.
So 20 minutes is there?
Ask Carol, the lady in the... was intelligent. That was very good thinking. I was like, how does that work?
I'd like to thank everyone for being here for this important proclamation, and thank you for being here for the Tribal Nations Summit. We look forward to the next day and a half. We'll take a 5-minute recess so that people have the opportunity to move to their next event. Thank you. We are in recess.